Welcome to the Dare to Multiply podcast. On this podcast, we help passionate Jesus followers become courageous, obedient disciples who impact their communities for the kingdom of God. I'm your host, Cynthia Anderson, a disciple multiplication coach and trainer. I'm going to show you how to make and multiply disciples in your area. God's got great things ahead for you. Let's dare to multiply. If you're like most people, you get frustrated with all of the busyness of Christmas and wondering whether or not you're doing what really matters at Christmas time. You want to give Jesus the celebration that he deserves because it's all about him. It's his birthday after all, but it's so easy to get caught up in busyness and so many activities at Christmas time. Baking something for your kids' school program, running around, going to this program, that thing. Even having fun can just make you really busy. And Christmas is wonderful. But at this season of the year, we want to remember that it's all about him. And we want to focus in on making him known to other people around us, even in short conversations. So today on the podcast, as we're just about 6 days out from Christmas, just a few days away, I want to talk about 5 tips on how to start spiritual conversations around the Christmas season. And I published this on a blog recently, and I want to just talk you through this. I hope it'll be helpful, and I hope many of you will be able to start those conversations with people around you, whether you're waiting in a long line at a grocery store to buy your Christmas feast groceries or whatever you're doing, that this is going to be helpful to you. So I'll be right back with that in just a moment.
Are you busy but not seeing the fruit you long for? Dissatisfied with your present level of impact on those around you? Or frustrated with traditional methods of discipleship that don't seem to be effective? If so, the Getting Started in Disciple Making Movements course may be just what you need. Inside the Getting Started program, you'll get access to a step-by-step proven approach to making and multiplying disciples. Not only will you receive 25 short and practical video teachings spread out over 6 modules, but you'll have a chance to connect with others for group coaching via our monthly Zoom calls. And even more importantly, you'll become part of a global community of like-minded people from all over the world who are passionately committed to following Jesus and impacting others around them. If you want to get unstuck and begin moving forward as a disciple who makes disciples, I encourage you to go to courses.dmmsfrontiermissions.com and sign up for this powerful program today. And now to today's episode.
All right, so let's dive into 5 tips when you're attempting spiritual conversations. You want to share the good news of Jesus with someone during the Advent season. And I want to give you just 5 quick things. We're not going to have this be a long podcast because everybody is so busy, but I wanted to be sure and jump on here and give these to you as you're going through this season. Maybe you're listening to this in the car or as you're working out, and you can have these conversations even over the next couple of days. So the first tip is this: use open-ended questions and listen well. All right, so what are some of the common questions that you can ask? One of my favorite is just to look around me as I'm out at a store or I'm out walking in the community or whatever, wherever I'm going, and notice Christmas decorations, and then to initiate a conversation around that decoration and say, oh, isn't that a beautiful tree? Or, wow, this store really decorated nicely, don't you think? And then to ask the question, what does Christmas mean to you? Or how do you stay focused on the real meaning of Christmas at this time of year? That kind of a question is open-ended. It gives them a chance to respond. And then when they respond, listen well. Listen to what they say. Reflect back to them. And then you will have an opportunity to share what you think as well. So here's another open-ended question you can ask. What's your favorite part of the Christmas season, right? Open-ended question opens up good conversation as you're waiting in that long line to buy those Christmas groceries or last-minute Christmas presents. Or maybe you can ask, what's the most meaningful thing about this time of year for you? Or even, what do you think is the hardest thing about this season? It can be a difficult season for a lot of people, and that might open up an opportunity for you to have a conversation as well. Another question you can ask is, have you ever had a spiritual encounter or some kind of special experience with God during this season? I'm just curious. And, you know, ask that question in an open-ended kind of way that I would probably ask after I knew them a little bit more, or maybe to a neighbor or someone who already knows me. But you could ask that kind of question. Have you ever had one? And what was it like? You know, that kind of thing. Again, open-ended means that you give them a chance to talk. So have you ever is actually a yes or no question, not an open-ended one. But it can lead to an open-ended question after that. Like, what was that? What was that like? I'd love to hear about it. So something like that could work. Open-ended questions to get the conversation started by using things nearby you. Jesus did this so well, didn't he? He would point at a tree, or he would look at the fields and the wheat that was on them, and then talk about the harvest. He was always using the things nearby him as prompts to share his message. So we want to be like Jesus in that way. All right, tip number two is boldly engage in conversation. Boldly prepare to engage in conversation. Do you ever struggle with timidity in having spiritual conversations? Most people do. Not everybody, but most people do. And I personally am an introvert. I find it difficult to talk to strangers. The busier I am, the more tired I am, the more I want to withdraw into my shell. But if I will prepare in my mind ahead of the conversation to initiate that question, it helps me a lot. So prepare to be bold. You know, as you're going into the grocery store, in your mind, review, okay, this is what I'm going to say as I go in there to utilize this opportunity to talk to people about Jesus and to initiate a conversation. Remember, you're kind of fishing for open people. You are doing abundant seed sowing to look for those people who God has prepared, because they are out there. And the only way that we're going to find them is if we actually engage in those conversations. God has prepared people all around you who are ready to hear his message, ready to receive his message, and even to call others to hear, which means they're a person of peace. God's got them out there. How do we find them? We engage in spiritual conversations boldly. So again, boldly prepare yourself to have these conversations by doing a little bit of self-talk as you get ready to start a conversation like that. Okay, tip number three is have a mindset of generosity. You know, it takes a spirit of generosity to use your precious time to engage with other people. And the busier we are, the more this is true, right? We can become very self-centered and selfish in our busyness, even at the Christmas season. And we're trying so hard to get our list done, to get everything ticked off that we had planned to do during the holiday season. And we can become very centered on ourselves and on our own tasks, rather than centering on the people around us and being sensitive to what God is doing in their lives and what he wants to do. So let's be generous with our time. Let's be generous in these conversations we have. Slow down. I've talked before on this podcast about Advent, or maybe it was on my live broadcast on Facebook, but about Advent. And Advent is a season to slow down. It's a season to reflect. It's a season to pause and quiet your spirit before the Lord. If you can go into your community or out into the world with a quiet spirit, that's a generous spirit, ready to listen to people around you. There are people waiting to find someone who would take the time to hear their heart, to hear their struggle, to hear what's going on in their life, to even care what they think, you know? And as you have that spirit of generosity, these conversations will emerge. And, you know, giving the gift of time is really a Christmas gift that you can give to your community, that you can give to people around you. And so be generous in that way. Tip number four, contextualize your conversation depending on who you're speaking to. Not everyone is at the same place spiritually. Not everyone comes from the same background. If you're talking to someone from a Hindu or Muslim background, they may not have any idea other than that they know they've heard of Santa Claus. They've heard of, you know, Christmas in that sense, but they may have no idea about the virgin birth and how Jesus came into the earth as a baby. There's many things. So you want to be sensitive to the people around you and where they're at. Some people may be uncomfortable with Christianese language, right? And so you want to adapt your language to share about your experience in a way that's going to make sense for them and that's going to be relatable for them. You can look for bridges in childhood experiences. Share, you know, what was your favorite thing about Christmas when you were a kid? You know, that's a great question to ask. Well, my favorite thing was when my dad would read the Christmas story. And I was so filled with awe and wonder at the idea that God came as a baby and he was real and he became a human being like me. He was a kid that played around, you know, and that, you know, was a carpenter, you know, so you can share these kinds of things in a very natural conversation with people. So look for ways to contextualize. That's just a complicated way of saying to adapt. To adapt your conversation to the people that you're talking to and what they may already understand or not understand about Christmas. And then the fifth tip I want to give is make failure your friend, not an enemy, right? You know, sometimes it can feel so self-defeating, you know, when we try to share and it doesn't go well. A number of years ago, I was back in the United States and I had put out for myself and for others in our community a Christmas challenge to share Jesus with at least one person every day leading up to Christmas as my gift to Jesus for his birthday, right? I always like these kinds of creative ideas. And you know what? It was kind of hard. I found it hard in my home country. I wasn't really used to sharing Jesus in America. It wasn't something I had done a lot of because most of my life I've lived in Asia and in Africa where I grew up. And sharing Jesus in an American context was different for me. And it took me some time to learn. And I had some failures, quote unquote, you know, I had some experiences where it didn't go real well and I wasn't well received. And people kind of brushed me off or looked at me strange or it kind of my conversation created a barrier rather than a bridge because I was a little too bold or too straightforward in what I said. You know, there was just different things that happened in that conversation. But I really want to encourage you guys to make failure your friend, not an enemy. It is not a failure. When you attempt to have a spiritual conversation and it flops, it is not a failure if you learn from it. And, you know, always pause and say, okay, and not in a self-condemning way. That's what I can do sometimes. Like, oh, I should have said this. And why didn't I say this? And oh my goodness, why? I'm so dumb. Why didn't I say that? You know, don't do that to yourself. It's not helpful. Instead, you want to make failure your friend. Do pause and say, you know, next time I think I'm going to say this instead. I just had that happen with me with a Thai person I was sharing the Lord with here in Thailand. And after I'd had a spiritual conversation, I texted them and I sent them a video with some, it was a gospel video. And then I invited them to come over to my house because we had just started a house church and I was all excited about that. And the person didn't respond well. They suddenly went quiet. They didn't respond to my text. And I thought, oh, I moved too fast. I invited them to my house as a foreigner, talking to a Thai person. It was too quick. We didn't have enough relationship before I took that step of inviting them to come to my house. And it raised mistrust and suspicion in her of what does she want from me and who is this strange foreigner? And so instead of beating myself up, I said, okay, I learned something. Next time I'm going to do that differently. And that wasn't a failure. That was a win. That was a big win. And God is so pleased at our attempts and he will teach us. And we learn by doing, my friends. We've got to get out there and, you know, start sharing and make attempts to have these conversations. And yeah, it does take some time and some practice. But the more you do it, I guarantee you're going to get more comfortable. It's going to start to feel more natural. So my friends, you have just a few more days before Christmas, the most amazing time of the year to have spiritual conversations, at least in my experience. and get started. Get out there while you are out doing your normal things. You don't have to have a special outreach time, but while you're out there, try to engage in these open-ended spiritual conversations with people and see who God might lead you to. What a joy it would bring to your heart and to His if you had the opportunity to witness to someone, to lead them into a relationship with Jesus this year, and to make a disciple who one day will make many more disciples. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful Christmas. I will be right back with a quick wrap-up and an action step for you as we go forward. God bless.
Imagine a world where passionate followers of Jesus come together to multiply, transforming lives beyond imagination. Instead of toiling with little fruit, what if God's abundance flowed beyond your wildest dreams? Picture those you've invested in sharing Jesus freely, creating a ripple effect of disciple-making. In her new book, The Multiplier's Mindset, Cynthia Anderson reveals how shifting mindsets can revolutionize disciple-making. When Cynthia and her colleagues experienced these mindset shifts, they saw enormous results, including the launching of 19 multiplying movements in Africa and Asia, transforming tens of thousands of lives. This book will help you discover hidden harvesters, see church members move from passivity to passion, and release the power of simplicity in multiplying disciples. Don't remain stuck. Learn to move toward greater fruitfulness. Visit multipliersmindset.com and get your copy of The Multiplier's Mindset today.
All right, here's your action step. Before Christmas Day, have at least one spiritual conversation with someone about the meaning of Christmas. Can you guys do that? Just one. You know, if you want to try to do it every day, that's awesome. That's even better. You're going to learn by practicing, as I said, but can we have at least one between now and that day when we celebrate our Savior's birth, His birthday? Can we give Him the gift of having at least one conversation about Him with someone who maybe has never heard of Him before? So God bless you guys. Go out there and do this. Enjoy it. Have fun. Have a happy, happy, happy Christmas. The Savior is born. We have much to rejoice in this year. Let's celebrate and celebrate big that the Savior of the world, the one who took away the pain and the shame and the sin of all mankind, came to earth. We celebrate His birthday on Christmas Day. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful time with friends, family, and those you love and those that you're also reaching out to. God bless you. We'll be back with the next episode, and we'll talk about the new year. So that's going to be awesome. God bless.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Dare to Multiply podcast. One thing that would really help both us and other new potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment in iTunes, on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you tune in to listen. Also, make sure to link up with us at dmmsfrontiermissions.com/blog, on social media, and please just share this podcast with anyone you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember, God's dreams for us are always bigger than we can imagine.